This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for January 9. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Samuel chapter 1 verse 27. It says there, "How the mighty have fallen," end of quote. Hesychius, a Greek author and a tragedian, said this, "From a small seed, a mighty trunk may grow," end of quote. If you look through the pages of history, many mighty men has fallen with unchecked character faults. The person that comes to my mind is an ancient king, the first king of Israel, called King Saul. It indeed was a tragic incident. King Saul accepted the divine appointment from the prophet and priest Samuel with a heart of lowliness, humility, and much reservation. He acknowledged his unworthy background. He said he was from the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and his family is the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin, 1 Samuel 9:21. However, when he got the power, his heart was pumped with pride. He even wanted to do the priestly function that was assigned to Samuel. The stressful background of the impending war he faced with, and his impatience to wait for Samuel's arrival, compelled him to conduct burnt offerings and peace offerings, 1 Samuel chapter 13. Beloved, Saul was the leader of the nation, but not the assigned priest to conduct spiritual sacrifices. Lord Acton, a British historian of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, said this, "Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely," end of quote. We need to be vigilant and careful when a leader wants to grab absolute power in his hands. Absolute power in one person corrupts absolutely and hinders divine plans and progresses. This is true in the affairs of the nations, the church, or even in families. No wonder Bible advocates plurality of leaders in his church and submissiveness to one another. Partial obedience and lame excuses for disobedience also discovered in King Saul, 1 Samuel 15. God warned him through Prophet Samuel that obedience to God is better than sacrifice, and rebellion is a sin that leads to divination. His request for forgiveness was just a lip service only, and it was not from his heart. He asked for forgiveness only to save his face in front of the leaders and people of Israel. Saul's repentance was not genuine, and the spirit inside of him was not broken in the sight of the Lord. Thirdly, jealousy filled in King Saul's heart because of his pride. Power and pride produces envy if one is not careful. King Saul was filled with resentment toward David, the God's anointed. He stood against the plan of God by trying to stop the progress of David. King Saul tried to keep David away from his kingdom. He was worried that he would lose his kingdom to David. Later, Saul ended up with the witch of Endor and sought after her divination. What a tragic end, right? A man who started well with humility and lowliness, then filled with pride, fear of losing authority, and filled with jealousy. Without a repentant heart, he went to see the witch and sought after divination. You see the downward spiral of a mighty man who began well. In the end, this mighty man fell by killing himself, by falling on his own sword. Tragic end. Beloved, this is the tragic end of all those who follow Saul's lifestyle. Proverbs 18 and verse 18 says this, and it is a very good admonition to all of us. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall, end of quote. May this Bible verse rings in our hearts and minds on an ongoing basis. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May God's name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.